السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I hope inshallah my message reach your heart openly and don't take it heavy. But the heavy one, if Allah make us blind. What is blind? What is able to see? If you look to all the verses in Quran about blindness, 99% is about guidance, about Iman, about the Qudra of Allah, the one who cannot see and get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and see the creation of Allah and get the message. The one cannot comprehend the message. And this is why you find out Allah talked about the people who cannot see. أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ They cannot comprehend. Allah do not see. Why is he cannot see? Because it's not here. See. The eye is a machine to allow you to see. That's it. But comprehending what you see is kul hidayah. By this way, believe it or not, this will be the second topic when I arrive in India. I'm going to talk about it, believe it or not. Because it's very important. I'll give you an example. Today, we can go to session, we can study Quran, we can argue with each other, we can have the linguistic, we can have all the difference between this and that. But deep inside, exactly like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the end of time, knowledge will spread, and the people have knowledge, they have no iman. May Allah save us to be among those. Now, when you look at the condition of the ummah, when you look at your mother, when you look to your father, when you look at the grave, when you look at yourself, when you look at the sky, if Allah give you iman, Allah will allow you to see with an eye, make you get closer to Allah. If you get closer to Allah, you will have nur, you have hidayah, you have basira in certain percentage according to the value of your hidayah Allah give it to you. And now everything you see, you will see it with an eye of hidayah. Now you can see. If you cannot see the hidayah, you are blind. And the blindness here, the blindness of the heart, not the blindness of the eye. Because we know the famous story about Abdullah ibn Maktoum, the blind man who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay? But he's a companion. But when you look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blindness is the status of the heart. If you don't remember Allah, you are blind. If you don't thank Allah, you are blind. If you don't think about Akhirah, you're blind. If you're obsessed with your children or your life or whatever, you're blind. If you're obsessed with the future and worry, you're blind. If we obsess over each other and forget Akhirah, is blind. And the early people said, what Allah want? He want us to remember Him and not forget Him. To thank Him and do not do kufr. To show gratitude and contentment and not resentment. To be humble, not to be arrogant. To remember Akhirah and leave dunya. If you are in a state like that, because this can be a big, big topic, I can take you to all the verses about the verses called Ama, Amyan, Ama, all this which is blind. And you find another verses in Quran, Yara, Yarauna, La Yarauna, the ability to see is a different topic. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, is a big difference between, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He said, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا. Did you not walk in earth and you see what I did with the people before you? And you have in here nazara, and you have yara. Nazara is when you look at something. Yara, when you see something. Again, this is a big topic. I can go through it, okay? But for me, I prefer to take this topic toward Iman. Because sometimes we said, oh, did you hear Sheikh so-and-so, and the different, and the linguistic, and the grammar, and we go, and we do not even think about it. I'm going to talk about this topic too. What the value of beauty in earth? What the value of Qudra of Allah? When you study all the creation of Allah, advertising to Allah. But what happens if I'm obsessed with the color, with the design, with the things I like, with the thing I do not like, and I forget the maker, I forget the creator, I forget the fashioner, I'm blind. But if every creation of Allah, every condition remind me by Allah, even that I don't like it. Some condition I don't like it. I'm dealing with my boss, I hate his guts. I have a disease, I have a pain. I didn't get what everybody get. This is again a trial. Because you see, the whole life, good or bad, is a trial. Beauty and ugly is a trial. Having or do not having is a trial. But the whole concepts to get closer to Allah, to know Allah, to show gratitude to Allah. By the way, please, I send you a video of this man, we call him blind, from America, who embraced Islam. Listen to what he said, and he had many of them. By the way, his eye cannot see, but he can hear, he can talk, he can see. This is a big topic. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala many times, He said, don't worry about those, you cannot allow the deaf to hear. You cannot call the deaf or the people in the grave. What it mean? Is metaphor about the people who are living but is dead. We talked about it before. How many people walking dead? How many people walking blind? The heedlessness. Anytime you remember Allah, anytime you belong to Akhirah, you can see. Even if you are medically blind. And if you have all the faculty, you have all the degree, you have all the material, but will not get you closer to Allah, realize who is the creator, you are blind. And here, this is a major blind coming from Allah. Whoever Allah guide, nobody can misguide. And whoever Allah misguide, nobody can guide. By this way, my dear brother and sister in Islam, all of us have a certain level of blindness and certain level of basira according to what? According to our belief in Allah, the value of the belief, loving Allah, respecting Allah, trusting Allah, remember Allah, value the journey, all this. And the opposite again, any obsession, okay, and slavery to any part of the dunya is a part of your blindness. Because Allah is al-warith, He's the inheritor, He's al-baqi, the one who's staying, He's the king, He's the owner of kingdom, the dominion, the malik. What are you doing? Any time you try to challenge Allah in one of His attributes is a state of blindness. Any time you're unhappy about condition is a state of blindness. Any time you're too happy about something and you do not return it to Allah is a blindness. Any time you do not value the journey of Iman is a blindness. Why Allah give us the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tried him and threw him in the fire? Why Allah tried him with his wife and kids? Why Allah tried him with the love of his own child, the only one during this time? Do we get the message? Do we ever get the message? We can get the knowledge, we can hear it, we can memorize it, we can repeat it. This not the knowledge. This not the knowledge. If the knowledge do not make you remember Allah, value the journey, be content, be happy, think about Akhirah, you're not going anywhere. And the musibah is, if I'm the more I'm growing, the more I'm getting indulged in the drama of life. And the drama of life will not stay, because I'm leaving. Nobody's staying. And Allah wants subhanahu wa ta'ala what He wants me to do. This drama, all this is a trial for me to make me come closer to Allah. I hate the drama, return it to Allah and trust Allah can change condition. I love whatever it is, thank Allah for it. I'm going to talk about this topic very well in detail, inshallah. Anyway, okay, I give you a tiny example for you. A lot of people said, oh, we cannot wait to see you. You're coming to India. And once I come, every time I have a meeting, they come in the last moment. They pop and disappear for weeks. Weeks. But they love me for Allah. How? We just now in Muharram. We already Happy New Year. Meaning what? To celebrate what? Immigration. Did I immigrate? Did you immigrate? Can you immigrate for Sabilillah for 8 hours or 10 hours? We cannot do that. We have to sit for a couple of hours and we have to run. You cannot immigrate for Sabilillah for a day or two. Allahu Akbar. You cannot be for Allah for one day or two. Maybe it changed your life. Again, blindness. Because if I do not take every chance can make me close to Allah, is a blindness. And if I'm indulging on the drama of life instead of my journey of Iman, if the knowledge of Allah do not make me get closer to Allah more, be happy more, be content more, there's not knowledge. My dear brother and sister in Islam, please, it's a huge topic. If you want me to explain it to you in detail, I can explain. But already I explain to you in case I die. Any moment you don't remember Allah, you're blind. Any moment you do not thank Allah, you're blind. Any moment you do not return all the effort to Allah, you're blind. Any time you get too upset about something or too happy about something, you're blind. All of us blind and have a vision or have a basira according to the amount of Iman and the amount of relationship with Allah. And this why the highest, like Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, what he get? The Nurayn. Allah, Rasulullah SAW, he give him the two daughter. But we call him, why Rasulullah SAW, Allah gave him the Nurayn? You see, imagine he didn't said the one who's two daughter. He's a companion of Rasulullah SAW in Jannah. Look at the amount. And not Uthman ibn Affan, the one who see with the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at this. By this way, either you see with a basira, you see with nur, you see with hidayah, or you blind with your nafs, with your genetic, with shayateen. I hope I summarize the topic for you, okay? Because it's a huge topic. Any moment you're thinking about Allah, you're thanking Allah, you remember Allah, you are alive, you have vision. And the opposite, you are blind, you are in heedlessness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, give us basira and nur and qabul and barakah, and make us real, make us honest, make us sincere, make us living what we're saying, and make us respect the journey of Allah, allow us to migrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allow us to respect anything for sabi'illah, and make us beloved to Allah, and Allah beloved to us and Rasulullah above anybody else. I hope I answer some of your concern, inshaAllah. Is this topic? It can take hour and hour and hour and hour. But again, what I tell you is the real answer. Go study all the verses in Quran about Ama and Yara, Nara, and see the difference. Read them, you will understand. But you can read them and understand them. But what happens if you don't live in them? Is Ama, is blindness. Do you understand? May Allah save us. Because when you die, you will not say to Allah, how many classes I have, how many notes I have. No. Useful knowledge. Useful knowledge. May Allah give us useful knowledge. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take the ghashawa away from us. Take the blindness and the veil away from us. And make us among the people of Noor and Basira and Qabul and Baraka, inshaAllah. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.